everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. It's going to be all about mental health recovery.
Okay.
We've got a really interesting mix of sources for this one.
Interesting.
We've got some definitions.
Yeah.
Some expert opinions.
Love those.
And even some like practical approaches.
Ooh, practical.
Yeah.
I like it.
And get this, one source even suggests that art therapy can help unlock emotions that words can't express.
Oh, wow. Like, I'm intrigued.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So by the end of this deep dive, not only are you going to understand what recovery really means, but also you'll get a feel for all the different paths.
The paths.
People take to reclaim their lives and their mental well-being.
It's true. Recovery is a really personal journey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really stood out to me in these sources.
Okay, what's that?
Is this idea that recovery isn't just about the absence of illness.
Oh, interesting.
It's about so much more than that.
Like what?
It's about rediscovering yourself.
Okay.
Finding your purpose and rebuilding those connections that just make life meaningful, even when you're still facing those mental health challenges.
So it's not about erasing mental illness altogether.
Right.
It's about learning to thrive in spite of it.
Yeah.
That's a powerful shift.
It is a powerful shift.
Yeah.
And, you know, it highlights the resilience of the human spirit.
The human spirit.
But we have to acknowledge the hurdles people face.
Oh, absolutely.
Our sources talk about stigma.
Okay.
The unpredictable nature of symptoms.
Yes.
And the strain that it can put on relationships.
Yeah.
These factors can make the journey even more challenging.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like you're navigating a maze.
Uh-huh.
But you've got a heavy backpack on.
A heavy backpack.
Yeah, you're dealing with all these obstacles.
Yeah.
But you're also carrying the weight of all these pressures.
Exactly.
External pressures.
And that's where that holistic approach comes in. Yeah, it's about considering every aspect of a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Their physical health.
Right.
Social support.
Yeah.
Their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then creating a recovery plan that is tailored to their needs.
Like a bespoke suit.
It is like a bespoke suit.
Not a hand-me-down.
Not a hand-me-down.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of tailored approaches.
Okay.
Therapy seems to be a recurring theme.
Yeah.
In a lot of these sources.
For sure.
It's almost always positioned as the cornerstone of recovery.
Yeah.
There's this one quote.
Okay.
That really stood out to me.
It's interesting.
It says, therapy is not just about fixing problems.
Fixing problems.
But about cultivating the strengths and resources within each individual.
Okay.
To support their journey towards better mental health.
That's nice.
It's like therapy is a gardener.
Uh-huh.
Helping us nurture our inner resilience.
I like that.
What are your thoughts?
You know, that quote really captures it.
Yeah.
Like the essence of therapy. It's so much more than addressing symptoms.
Oh, okay.
It's about empowering individuals to understand their own strengths.
Their strengths.
And then leverage them to navigate challenges and cultivate well-being.
So it's not about fixing something broken. It's about building a stronger foundation from the inside out.
Exactly.
I like that.
And what's fascinating is there are so many types of therapy out there.
Types of therapy? Like what?
Each one with a unique approach and benefits.
Okay.
So there's something for everyone.
That's really encouraging.
It is.
Because it suggests that regardless of your challenge or your preference, there's a path to healing.
Path to healing.
Yeah.
That can resonate with you.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's like a diverse toolkit.
Toolkit.
You can choose the tools that fit the job.
Exactly.
And speaking of tools, one that keeps popping up is CBT.
CBT.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. Right. Can you break that down for us a little bit?
Absolutely.
Like, how does it help?
So CBT is all about the connection between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Interesting.
Like, they're all intertwined.
Okay.
CBT therapists help people identify and then challenge negative thought patterns that might be contributing to their difficulties.
So by changing those negative thought patterns, we create like a ripple effect.
A ripple effect.
That leads to more positive emotions and behaviors.
Exactly.
It reminds me of something I read.
Oh, yeah.
It said, CBT therapists don't just offer a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you how to be your own therapist.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they equip you with the tools and the techniques to challenge those unhelpful thoughts.
Unhelpful thoughts.
And replace them.
Replace them.
With more balanced and realistic ones.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And our sources have some really practical examples.
Give us an example.
Someone struggling with social anxiety. They might learn to challenge their catastrophic thinking.
Catastrophic thinking.
That tendency to imagine the worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
by evaluating the likelihood of those events actually happening.
So it's like holding those negative thoughts up to the light of reason.
To the light of reason.
Yeah, and seeing if they hold up under scrutiny and then loosen their grip on your emotions and behavior.
Exactly.
Love it.
Another approach is psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis.
This one dives a little deeper.
It sounds like it delves into the depths of the unconscious mind.
The unconscious.
Yeah, like the hidden currents that shape our thoughts and actions.
Yeah, psychoanalysis is all about exploring past experiences.
Okay.
Especially from childhood.
Interesting.
To see how they might be influencing our present day struggles.
So it's like an invisible script.
An invisible script.
Yeah.
That keeps playing out in our lives.
Wow.
Often without us realizing.
Or without realizing it.
Yeah. And by bringing those unconscious patterns to light.
To light.
We can understand the root causes.
The root causes of our struggles and work towards lasting change.
Towards change.
So it's like rewiring those deep-seated patterns.
Deep-seated patterns.
The ingrained ways of thinking and feeling that might be holding us back.
Our sources suggest that these insights... can be incredibly transformative.
Transformative.
Like finally understanding the why.
The why.
Behind your struggles.
Yeah.
Which can be incredibly liberating.
Absolutely.
Sometimes just having that understanding can be enough to shift your perspective.
Shift your perspective and start making different choices.
Different choices.
I love that.
Now, alongside those more specialized therapies, our sources also emphasize counseling. Individual and group.
Okay.
These seem to offer a different kind of support.
How so?
More focused on navigating the day-to-day challenges of living with mental health difficulties.
Counseling seems to create a safe space.
A safe space.
For individuals to explore their thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
I imagine that just feeling heard.
Heard.
Yeah.
Can be incredibly powerful.
I bet.
And while individual counseling fosters that one-on-one, group counseling brings together people facing similar challenges.
Okay.
Creating that sense of community.
Community?
Yeah.
A shared experience.
Yeah.
And mutual support.
Yeah. It's like a reminder that you're not alone.
You're not alone.
In this.
And our sources suggest that group counseling can also help with things like communication.
Communication.
Yeah.
Conflict resolution.
Those are so valuable for navigating those ups and downs.
Yeah.
Especially with mental health challenges.
In a safe environment.
That a safe environment.
People can practice expressing themselves.
Okay.
Setting healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
And just navigating those interpersonal challenges more effectively.
Yeah. Those are skills that can benefit everyone.
Everyone.
Not just those on a recovery journey.
Right.
Absolutely.
And speaking of interpersonal challenges.
Okay.
Family therapy.
Okay. Family therapy.
It seems to acknowledge that mental health isn't just an individual issue.
Interesting.
It's something that affects the entire family.
Family therapy recognizes the interconnectedness.
Interconnectedness.
Yeah.
Of individual mental health and family dynamics.
It provides a space for families to communicate.
Openly. Yeah.
And address those conflicts in a constructive way.
It's about recognizing that we don't exist in isolation.
We're all part of a system.
Yeah, and those relationships can either support or hinder our well-being.
Exactly.
So family therapy is like strengthening the entire web of support.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Thanks.
It's not just about navigating difficult conversations.
No.
It can also help build a shared sense of responsibility.
Shared responsibility.
It's the recovery.
So it's not just the individual that's on a journey.
The whole family is in it together.
The whole family.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. It does.
It's about creating a more unified and supportive environment.
Supportive.
For everyone involved.
It is.
We haven't even talked about art therapy yet.
Art therapy.
Or mindfulness-based intervention.
Mindfulness.
And those are fascinating.
They are.
But before we dive into those, I think it's important to highlight something.
What's that?
Our sources emphasize integrating therapy into a comprehensive recovery plan.
That makes sense.
So it's not just about showing up for those sessions.
Right.
It's about weaving those insights and strategies into your daily life.
A truly effective recovery plan goes beyond therapy.
Okay.
It's about physical health, social support systems.
Yeah.
Lifestyle choices.
It's like creating a tapestry.
A tapestry.
Yeah.
Where therapy is one thread.
One thread.
But there are many others that contribute to the whole piece.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's about taking a holistic approach.
Holistic.
Understanding that our mental health is interconnected.
Interconnected.
With so many other aspects of our lives.
Exactly. And therapy is key.
Key.
Because it provides the tools and support.
The tools to navigate challenges.
Yeah.
Build resilience.
Yes.
And work towards a more fulfilling life.
More fulfilling.
Okay, so we've got the foundation laid.
Yes.
Now I'm dying to hear about these other therapies.
Me too.
Especially art therapy.
Art therapy.
It's always held a mystique for me.
A mystique.
But let's save that for after a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be right back to explore art therapy.
Sounds good.
Mindfulness.
Okay.
And even those barriers that people face.
Barriers.
Yeah. In accessing therapy.
Right.
So stay with us.
We'll be right back.
All right. So let's jump back into this exploration.
Okay.
Of mental health recovery.
Mental health recovery.
You were just about to get into those creative and holistic therapies.
Yeah.
I am ready to get artsy. Art therapy is so fascinating.
It is.
Because it offers a different avenue.
Yeah, a different avenue.
Yeah, for healing and self-expression.
For sure.
Especially for those who struggle to put their emotions into words.
It's like giving voice to those feelings
that
might otherwise stay hidden.
Our sources describe it as a powerful tool for unlocking those deeper emotions.
Deeper emotions.
And allowing them to flow through creative mediums.
Creative mediums.
So like painting.
Painting, drawing, sculpting, even music.
It's like tapping into that nonverbal language.
Nonverbal language.
That lives within us all.
Within us all.
One quote that stood out to me said, art lets people show their feelings in a way words can't.
Mm.
Choosing colors and shapes can connect our conscious and subconscious minds.
That's a good one.
Leading to deeper self-discovery.
Deeper self-discovery.
So it's like art provides a bridge between those two realms.
Two realms.
Yeah, allowing us to access those deeper parts of ourselves.
That highlights the potential of art therapy.
Sure.
To facilitate profound insights.
And breakthroughs. It's not just about creating something beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's about creating a space for healing and self-exploration.
Exactly.
And it seems like that creative process
can
be incredibly empowering, especially for those who might feel a loss of control due to mental health challenges.
The act of creating something tangible can foster agency and mastery.
Okay.
That reminds us of our own strength and resilience.
So it's like saying,
I
may not be able to control everything around me, but I can control what I create.
What do you create?
I can express myself.
Express yourself.
I can make something beautiful.
Make something beautiful.
Exactly.
Speaking of creative approaches, let's shift to mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness-based interventions.
I've heard a lot about mindfulness.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure what it entails.
Okay.
Is it about like emptying your mind?
No.
Because that sounds impossible.
It's not about emptying your mind.
Okay.
It's about paying attention to the present moment.
Okay, present moment.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
Cultivating an awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations.
Oh, they arise.
As they come up.
Okay.
Without getting swept away.
Swept away.
Like,
so it's more about observing those thoughts and feelings with a sense of curiosity.
Curiosity.
And acceptance.
Rather than getting caught up in them.
Exactly.
Like watching clouds drift by.
Like watching clouds.
We notice them.
Yeah.
We acknowledge them. But we don't try to control them or cling to them.
We let them come and go.
I like that image.
Yeah.
Our sources mention meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As being a key component.
A key component.
Of mindfulness.
Yeah.
Yes. How do those practices.
Yeah. How do they help?
Support mental health recovery.
Support mental health recovery.
So regular meditation practice.
Okay.
Has been shown to have a lot of benefits.
Like what?
For mental well-being.
Okay.
It can reduce stress.
Okay.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Improve focus and concentration.
Self-kiss.
And even enhance emotional regulation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those sound incredibly valuable.
They are valuable.
Especially for people struggling with mental health.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've tried meditation before.
Okay.
And I found it really difficult.
Difficult how so?
To quiet my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like any advice.
Yeah.
For those of us who struggle with the monkey mind.
It's normal to find it challenging.
Okay.
Especially at first.
Yeah.
The key is to approach it with patience.
Right.
And self-compassion.
Self-compassion.
It's not about achieving perfect stillness.
Okay, so not perfect stillness.
Right. It's more about noticing when your mind wanders.
Okay.
And then gently guiding your attention back to your breath.
Okay, your breath.
Or whatever your focus is.
So it's a practice in itself.
It is a practice.
Yeah, a training of the mind.
Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice.
Yeah.
Even a few minutes each day can make a difference.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
Now, on a more serious note,
okay,
we have to acknowledge the barriers.
Yes, the barriers
that many people face.
Yeah.
In accessing therapy.
Accessing therapy.
Our sources highlight issues like cost.
Costs available.
Availability and stigma.
Stigma. Major obstacles.
Yeah.
For those seeking help.
One quote from our research says,
okay,
accessing therapy can be a crucial step in mental health recovery.
Yeah.
Yet many individuals face significant barriers that hinder their ability to seek the support they need.
It's heartbreaking.
It's,
to think about yeah. people who need help but can't access it.
It highlights the inequalities in our healthcare systems.
It does.
But thankfully, there are people and organizations
yes.
working hard to address these barriers.
They are.
So what are some solutions?
Solutions.
Yeah. Like, what can we do?
Well, on the financial front.
Okay, financial.
Many therapists offer sliding scale fees.
Sliding scale.
Yeah. Based on income.
Okay.
To make it more affordable.
More affordable.
There's also community mental health centers.
Community mental health centers.
That provide low cost or free services.
Okay. And what about availability?
Availability.
Especially in those areas.
Yeah.
Where therapists might be scarce.
Telehealth has been a game changer.
Telehealth.
Especially in rural areas.
Okay. How so?
It allows people to access therapy remotely.
Remotely?
Yeah, through video conferencing.
That eliminates those geographical barriers.
It does.
And expands access to a wider pool of therapists.
A wider pool.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Technology can be a force for good.
For sure.
But what about the stigma?
Stigma.
Surrounding mental health.
That is a deeper issue.
How do we address that?
Well, we can chip away at it.
Okay, chip away at it.
With education and awareness campaigns.
Education.
To normalize conversations about mental health.
Normalize conversations.
Challenge those misconceptions.
Yeah.
And encourage people to see mental health care as essential.
Wholesome.
And deserving of the same attention and resources.
It's physical health care.
It's physical health.
It's about shifting the narrative.
Shifting the narrative.
Moving away from that tough it out mentality.
Tough it out.
Yeah. And creating a culture.
Creating a culture.
Where seeking help
yeah.
is a sign of strength.
Strength, not weakness.
Exactly.
It's recognizing that mental health is just as important as physical health.
Absolutely.
And deserves the same care.
We all have a role to play.
They do.
In dismantling that stigma.
Dismantling that stigma.
Okay, so we've covered a lot.
A lot of ground.
We've explored this diverse landscape of therapy.
The landscape.
From CBT to psychoanalysis.
Okay, psychoanalysis.
To art therapy and mindfulness.
Art therapy and mindfulness.
We've acknowledged the barriers.
The barriers.
But also highlighted the solution.
The solutions.
So it seems like mental health recovery is possible.
It is possible.
And there are numerous paths to get there.
Numerous paths.
The key is finding the approaches.
Finding the approaches.
That resonate with each individual.
With each person.
And empowering them to take an active role.
An active role.
In their own healing journey.
In their healing.
Before we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
I want to touch on one final point.
One final point.
That our sources emphasize.
Okay.
The importance of personalized recovery plans.
Personalized plans.
Each individual's journey.
Each journey.
Is unique.
Is unique.
And their plan should reflect that.
It should.
A cookie cutter approach just won't work.
It won't work.
So it's about tailoring the plan.
Tailoring the plan.
To the individual's needs.
To their needs.
Goals and preferences.
Exactly.
That includes not only the therapy, but also other aspects that can support well-being.
Well-being.
Things like.
Like what?
Physical health.
Physical health.
Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
Sleep.
Social connections.
Social connections.
Stress management.
Stress management.
It's about creating a holistic plan.
Holistic.
A roadmap.
A roadmap.
That addresses all those different facets.
The facets.
Of well-being.
Yeah.
And empowers the individual.
That's where the role of a mental health professional comes in.
Okay.
They can help individuals navigate the complexities
yeah.
and identify the resources.
The resource.
And support systems available.
So it's really about creating a personalized plan.
A personalized plan.
That aligns with their values and goals.
Their values and goals.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has.
We've covered so much ground.
So much.
But there's still so much more.
So much more.
To learn and explore.
To learn and explore. And that speaks to the richness.
Yeah.
And complexity of this journey.
And this journey.
It's a lifelong process.
Lifelong.
Of growth and discovery. Before we sign off,
okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a question.
A question.
Our sources mentioned
okay.
the importance of self-discovery.
Self-discovery.
In mental health recovery.
Yes.
So what are some ways?
Some ways.
You think individuals
can embark on that journey,
journey.
Of self-discovery?
Yeah.
And how can those discoveries, contribute to their overall well-being?
That's a great question. Yeah, it really is a great question to end on.
And the beauty of it is that there's no right answer.
No right answer. It's a journey.
It's so individual.
It is.
It could take so many forms.
So many forms.
For some, it might be exploring creative outlets.
Like art therapy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tapping into that creative energy.
Can be really revealing.
For others, it might be about connecting with nature.
With nature.
Spending time outdoors.
Outdoors.
Feeling that sense of awe and wonder.
Yeah, nature has a way of grounding us.
It does.
Reminding us where we fit in. And for some people, it might be about trying new activities.
New activities.
Stepping outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah, pushing those boundaries.
Discovering hidden talents or passions.
You never know what you'll find.
And let's not forget about therapy.
Oh, yeah, therapy is huge.
It can provide that safe space.
That safe space.
To explore those deeper parts of ourselves.
Those deeper parts.
The patterns and beliefs that might be holding us back.
Yeah, it can be so powerful.
It's like having a guide on that journey, guide's discovery.
With someone to help us navigate.
Yeah, through those uncharted waters.
Exactly.
And as we make those discoveries,
yeah.
As we peel back those layers and understand ourselves better, there's a renewed sense of hope that emerges.
It's like the clouds part.
The clouds part.
And the sun shines through.
Yeah.
We see things more positively.
And I think that speaks to the true power.
The power of
a mental health recovery.
It's not just about managing symptoms.
Oh.
It's about reclaiming your life.
Reclaiming your life.
Embracing yourself.
Embracing yourself.
And living a meaningful life.
A meaningful life. It's about realizing that even amidst the challenges.
The challenges.
There is hope. There is strength. And there's a path forward.
Always a path forward.
It may not always be easy.
No.
But it's a journey worth taking.
It's a journey worth taking.
And you don't have to walk that path alone.
Never alone.
There are resources.
Resources.
Of people who care.
Yeah, people who care.
Professionals who can guide you.
Every step of the way.
Reaching out for help.
Reaching out.
Is a sign of strength.
Not weakness.
It shows your commitment.
To your well-being.
To your well-being.
Yeah.
It shows that you're willing to invest in yourself and your future.
This has been a really great conversation.
It has.
About mental health recovery.
I hope our listeners feel empowered.
Empowered.
By what we've shared today.
I hope they feel inspired.
Inspired.
To keep exploring these topics.
Yep.
And to advocate for more access to care.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Because everyone deserves to live a mentally healthy life.
A mentally healthy life.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, take care of yourselves and remember, you are not alone.
We'll see you next time.